The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Thank God it's Friday!
Good morning, good morning. Friday. Let's talk a little bit about news. Let's get right into it. 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. Will Netflix 25 million Oscar campaign for Roma I didn't watch the movie. It's not my cup of tea. Roma, is it a game changer? We don't know. Streaming giants campaign might exceed the budget for Alfonso Cuarón's black and white drama. Netflix is betting big on Oscar chances for Alfonso Cuarón's Roma, with an awards campaign that could cost $25 million to $30 million, according to several rival Oscar strategists who spoke to The Wrap. That would be nearly twice the film's reported budget. Certainly the largest campaign ever for a foreign language film, and quite possibly the largest for the Best Picture contender. But in a year in which Oscar's race has been highly, and I don't care about the Oscars, or Roma. I don't care. I don't even know why I talked about it. Let's talk about something that's more relevant, like the slime, Jussie Smollett. So, Jussie Smollett returns to Empire, set as Fox struggles to decide his fate. How could you struggle to decide his fate? The man is guilty. Fire him! He faked a hate crime, Fox. Don't be a moron, idiots. Smollett is back on set to Empire in Chicago following his release from police custody on Thursday. Variety has learned Smollett was released after posting bail in Chicago after police charged him with staging that was originally reported as a hate crime last month. He was originally intended to film throughout this week on Fox series, but his role was dramatically reduced in light of the ongoing legal troubles. Fox has stood behind the actor for the most part, issuing multiple statements backing him as evidence grew that he staged his own assault. Earlier on Thursday, though, the network released a new statement that said in part, "We are evaluating the situation and we are considering our options." Even with his mounting legal troubles, Smollett has big pockets of support within Fox, and there was hope as late as Wednesday that he would be able to finish out his work on the series. Empire has about an episode and a half of filming to finish in its fifth season, or a little more than a week's worth of work. I gotta admit, I've never watched the series, nor do I care to watch it. Smollett had been given a few days off this week to address his worsening legal predicament, nearly 3 weeks after he was first reported being the victim of an early morning hate crime near Chicago. Okay, blah, blah, blah. It's an easy decision. Easy. The tension within Fox about how to handle Smollett is heightened by the fact that the actor is well liked among network and studio brass. He's routinely described as the Cozumate Pro, who was already ready to do press promotional appearances on behalf of the show or the network. Idiots morally and despicably, he's an animal. I don't care how much he's like. Who could like someone like that? Who would lie and fake a hate crime? F him. Get him out of there. Get him the F out of there. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the man sent himself a letter saying, "You will die, black fag." He sent himself that. He did that. Scratches were self-inflicted. So, what more can you say about a guy like that? I don't care how likable he is. He's a phony. And Chicago Police Commissioner called out the media and politicians for pushing Smollett hoax, and it was heartfelt. He really blasted them. Let me see if I could play a little bit of this, because it's really worth listening to, even if you heard it once before. It really, really was great.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile?
Sick.
How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false chart claims? Bogus police reports cause real harm. They do harm to every legitimate victim who's in need of support by police and investigators, as well as the citizens of this city. Chicago hosts one of the largest pride parades in the world, and we're proud of that as a police department and also as a city. We do not, nor will we ever tolerate hate in our city, whether that hate is based on an individual's sexual orientation, race, or anything else. So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry. I love the city of Chicago and the Chicago Police Department, warts and all. But this publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve. To make things worse, the accusations within this phony attack received national attention for weeks. Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor.
Yep.
First, Smollett attempted to gain attention by sending a false letter that relied on racial, homophobic, and political language.
Huh.
When that didn't work, Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. And why? The stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary. So he concocted a story about being attacked. Now, our city has problems. We know that. Yeah. We have problems that have affected people from all walks of life. And we know that. But to put the national spotlight on Chicago for something that is both egregious and untrue is simply shameful. I'm also concerned about what this means moving forward for hate crimes. Now, of course, the Chicago Police Department will continue to investigate all reports of these types of incidents with the same amount of vigor that we did with this one. But my concern is that hate crimes will now publicly be met with a level of skepticism that previously didn't happen. That said, Smollett was treated as a victim throughout this investigation, until we received evidence that led detectives in another direction. I couldn't be more proud of the unrelenting detective work that went into this investigation.
Okay, so you get, he's very, very well put. I mean, what more can I add to that? It's sickening. It really is, and it's true. The more things that are fake, police are human. The detective, investigators, they're human. And it's human nature. If certain crimes are coming in and they're found out to be fake, when a real one comes in, is they're gonna treat it like perhaps it might be fake as well. So that's just the way it goes. I mean, you're gonna want not to do that, but it, you know, they're human, and that's what's gonna happen. So he made it more difficult for actual someone who actually had something that went wrong with them. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's horrible. I don't know. I'm lost for words. It's just a horrible thing. The true cost of fake hate crimes. Let's see, the true cost of fake hate crimes. Oh, this is still about this as Michael Savage called them, smell it. I like that name, smell it. Okay, so Elton John biopic gets a first full trailer. Biopic gets first, I don't know. I don't care. This year's Bohemian Rhapsody? Alright, there's so much stuff in the news that I don't care about. Rudy braces for Mueller report. Cohen readies for busy week on Capitol Hill. IRS analysts charge in bank records leaks. Let's see. There's so many leakers. I don't understand. IRS analysts charge in leak of Michael Cohen's bank records. CNN federal prosecutors have charged an analyst with the Internal Revenue Service with illegally disclosing confidential records about Michael Cohen's bank records that revealed that President Trump's former lawyer had sought to profit from his proximity to the White House, according to a complaint unsealed on Thursday. The analyst, John C. Fry, was charged with the unauthorized disclosure of the document called a suspicious activity report, which bank files when they review transactions that raise the red flags. Justice Department was investigating the leak last year of the confidential report. And let's see, he was charged $50,000 bond. Alright, yeah. Can you tell I don't really, I'm not that enthused about reading that. High-tech gadget lets thieves steal credit card info at gas pump. Let's see what this is. We all need to be aware of these things. Let's see, what is this high-tech thing? It does look kind of, I can't really blow the picture up, but it's some sort of a, it is made to look like a credit card, like you could scan your credit card. I think they may put it by the pump so you could scan, use that instead of the actual one. Let's see, usually when people mention pain at the pump, they are talking about a rise in gas prices, not Krebs on security. The website wrote this week about a new warning from a fraud investigation branch of the Secret Service. In memo to its field officers, Krebs report, the agency said, some high-tech thieves have devised an innovative way to steal your credit card information, adding next-generation credit card skimmers to gas pumps. These nasty little gadgets swipe the data from cards and use the contactless payment method at the pump, gas pump. Then, through a small cell phone and Bluetooth-enabled device hidden inside the payment terminal, it sends the stolen details via mobile text message to almost anywhere in the world. Krebs notes that thanks to the clever addition of the SMS tech into the skimmers, the crooks never need to return to the scene of the crime to download the stolen credit card data, making it all the more difficult for them to be caught. While we are big fans of innovative uses of technology, we'll pass on this one. In the meantime, Krebs recommends drivers patronize filling stations that have upgraded their pumps sometime in the last few years, more likely to have enhanced security features. So I'm pretty sure where I pump my gas, I don't see anything like this, but now that I see what it looks like, I will be on the lookout. Okay, what else do we have? Putin to USA. I'm ready for another Cuban Missile Crisis if you want one. The U.S. military conducts observation flight over Russia. Moment of reckoning. U.S. cities burn recyclables after China bans imports. Huh. Let's see this. What do we have here? It says citizens of Philadelphia continue to put their pizza boxes, plastic bottles, yogurt containers, and other items into recycle bins. But in the past 3 years, half of these recyclables have been loaded onto trucks, taken to a hulking incineration facility and burned, according to the city's government. It's a situation being replaced across the U.S. as cities struggle to adapt to a recent ban by China on the import of items intended for reuse. The loss of these overseas dumping ground means that plastics, paper, and glass set aside for recycling and Americans is being stuffed into domestic landfills, or is simply burned in vast volumes. So, what else is going on here? Under Armour CEO's unusual advertiser, MSNBC anchor, I don't care. Speaking of which, I don't know why, it just popped into my mind. I was listening to the radio yesterday, and I guess Payless Shoe Stores. If you have a Payless Shoe Store near you, more important, if you have a gift card, use them as soon as possible because they filed for bankruptcy and they intend to close all their stores. So, I'm probably going to go find a Payless shoe store near me just to see if they have any sales going on right now. I need some new work boots. My work boots are horrendous. So, I'm going to go check that out. They've been open forever, but they're closing. All of them. Self-lacing smart sneakers malfunctions. Let's see what this. I didn't even know they had Nike smart sneakers are breaking when used with an Android phone. Android sucks, people. Android suck. Android suck to the suck, 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 suck. Nike's brand new Adapt BB smart sneakers have stopped working for some users because of a bad Android update that just days after they were released, affected owners say either their left or right shoe no longer pairs with the Nike's app, meaning it can't be used to tighten their fresh pair of $350 self-lacing shoes. I'm sorry, I'm not. That's. Why would you need self-lacing shoes? Are you that lazy? Just tie them up. What's wrong with you? Tie them up. Israel launching first private mission to the moon. Japanese spacecraft approaching asteroid at 170 million miles from Earth. Cops tussle with prowler in gorilla costume after home break-in. These people are, wow. Okay. Child films daycare fight club on iPad. Speaking of iPad, iPad is going to be my means for my hub. I mean, it was either iPad or Apple TV, although I don't know. I have to look into the Apple TV because I bought a new TV for my living room. I wanted to upgrade my 3D TV that was in my living room when I had an apartment. It was not 4K, it was just a 3D 10K TV. So I basically put that in my bedroom and I needed a new TV for the living room, 4K. And so I did. I got a 4K TV. Although it does have, it's a Roku TV, so Roku is built in, so I don't actually need the Apple TV or the Android, but I've had the Fire TV and I've had the Roku stick, and honestly the interface of the Fire TV, I love it. Now the reason why I'm thinking Apple TV is mainly because I need a hub, and so I guess it's a matter of economics, which one will be more inexpensive, the Apple TV or the iPad. But I did have a cool idea. I've always wanted to do this since I've seen it, where basically I have the iPad mounted and that'll be my hub, and it's on at all time. It'll be, you know, my, put it, I don't know, somewhere, either kitchens or living room, wherever. So I think that'll be cooler than just having the Apple TV, which I don't really need because I already have the Roku TV. The Roku is built in my new TV. And I like the layout of the Fire TV, which I have to upgrade to the 4K one because the one that I have right now is not 4K. So I don't know. I'll think about which one I want to get. But I'm definitely leaning towards the Fire TV because I like that layout. And probably getting the iPad. Let's see. Okay, so ex-FDA commissioner error in allowing opioids for long-term use. Parents search for answers over babies born without arms in France. Oh, that's, wow, how did that happen? The babies born without arms? Let's see. The French health ministry formed a committee earlier this month in response to growing alarm over increased numbers of newborns with a rare defect known as upper limb reduction, which occurs when part or the entire arm of the baby does not form completely in the utero. That's tough, man. I mean, that's really difficult. The unlawful post of criminal activities for notoriety. Two soldiers plotted to kill Sergeant on Snapchat. Snapchat that. You know, you heard that before, right? Wow. Two Georgia-based soldiers have pleaded not guilty to premeditated murder in the case of shooting death of the sergeant. That's sick. I mean, really? Really? Really sick people out there. Lesbian woman more likely to be overweight. I don't have any comments about that. I don't. A 170-pound tyrannosaur discovery shows how T-Rex got big. You still believe in dinosaurs? Brother Chris believes in dinosaurs. They are real. They're like the unicorn. Conservative punch in the face at Berkeley recruitment drive. You see what I mean? For no reason other than being conservative, you just punch in the face. A conservative helping students recruit at the University of California, Berkeley was punched in the face this week. Video footage obtained exclusively by the campus reform shows Hayden Williams, a Leadership Institute representative, was punched multiple times and by an unidentified person calling himself a racist bitch. The Leadership Institute of campus parent organization at the time of the incident, the alleged victim was helping students recruit other conservatives for Turning Point USA behind a table with a sign that read, "Hate crime hoaxes hurt real victims," a reference to Jussie Smollett. But at least twice the situation turned violent and now police are asking for help to identify the suspect. Mother effer, you racist little inbred biatch, the man who punched the alleged victim shouted. At one point, the same man said he would shoot Williams. Things like this just anger me. I'm telling you, man, God knows, as my witness, if I encounter someone who wants to hate against me, because I don't distinguish the difference in someone hating against me because I'm black versus hating against me because I'm conservative. They're both going to be treated with high hostility. So basically, if you're going to attack me for anything, make sure that the attack puts me down forever, because if it does not put me down, you're going down. I don't have to, I'm not going to say anything else about it. You're not going to attack me with hate and expect to be treated with like as if nothing happened. You're going to attack me. I've always been a fighter. And I've always defended myself, and it doesn't matter that now that I'm a grown man and I am strongly conservative, and you are not, and you feel like you could come up to me and do what you want. Because if you take a swing, I have really cat-like reflexes, so as soon as you try that, I'm just gonna automatically respond in kind. So, I mean, I do try to keep myself out of conflicts. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't want to be in conflicts. But if you're backed into a corner, you have to fight. That's the bottom line. You have to fight. You can't be a punk. Don't be a bitch. Fight them. That's the only way. You want to fight me? I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight you harder than you're going to fight me. You're not going to get away with trying to bully me because you don't like my political views. Because as I said many times, being conservative is not a political view, it's a way of life. Being Republican is my ideology that being Republican is my political party affiliation. Conservative is my way of life, my ideology that I live by. So it doesn't necessarily mean the two goes together, because there's many, many Republicans that are not conservative, and I don't just toe the party line. So you're not gonna come after me because I am strongly conservative. F out of my face with that. Tightens grip on East African port. XI cult app. Red hot hit. Giant nightmare bees, once thought extinct, found alive. Oh man, zoo condemned for allowing visitors to play tug of war with a lion? Oh no! Oh my goodness, where's this? That's funny. Is that funny? I want to look at this. I'm gonna click the video. I just gotta see it. I have to see it for myself. It's so too much. Come on, play it. Get rid of these ads. Let me do the play-by-play analysis. Oh boy. Okay, so the guard is from the Guardian. Okay, the tiger picks up the rope and he's pulling it. The men are winning, and women. Okay. Wow, this is something. This is wow. Well, it looks like a tiger is having fun to me, honestly. Okay. What's that? Breaking news. Breaking news, breaking news. It says here a 7.5 magnitude earthquake strikes near Ecuador, Peru border. US GS says. Okay, yeah, that's something, man. I mean, I'm trying to see which zoo this was. Zoo has been condemned by animal rights campaigners who have said that it was cruel to charge visitors £15 to play tug of war with the lions and tigers. And honestly, I don't, no one was in danger, and it looked like they were having a great old time. They wanted to pay for it, let them pay. This was Dartmoor Zoo near Plymouth. I don't see anything wrong with it. Quit your belly aching. Giant nightmare bees. I gotta admit, I do not want to encounter a giant bee. I don't. They are humongous. Humongous. China bans millions from flights, trains, in social credit crackdown. Yeah, I think that's about it. Trudeau popularity plunges after scandal. Maduro closes Brazil borders. Soldiers have begun disobeying orders by him. Minnesota sets February snowfall record, and it is not global warming. It's not over yet. Global warming. It's not over yet. Global warming. Global warming. LGBT sports groups drops over objections to trans athletes. Athlete Ally, a group advocating LGBT inclusion in sports, has severed ties with a tennis legend, Martina. Navratilova, despite her long-standing advocacy for gay rights, her crime, she disagreed with the idea that biological women should be forced to compete with biological men in sports, and especially tennis. Well, it's the truth. She is right. Dems embrace reparation for slavery. Hillary advises Biden. GOP Governor Hogan amps up primary taunts, claims feeding frenzy. Bookies say Trump, a heavy favorite in 2020, unexpectedly takes a stand. Roger Stone banned from talking about the case. He lucky didn't land his butt back in jail for being an idiot. Clinton judge to hear border wall emergency challenges. Adopt tax enriched label after years of ducking it. Bernie praised Fidel Castro in 1985 interview. And wow, why can I say I'm not surprised by that? $22 trillion in debt, let's spend more. You gotta get a handle on that, Mr. Trump there. And that's about all I got for ya. So I will see ya on Monday. Political corruption. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. A political bomb, so come on people, let's go. A vehicle bomb, so come on people, let's go.